live.
Good morning and welcome to the Pete Braley Show. Happy New Year. This is show number 244. I'm Pete Braley along with my co-host, the executive producer, the show creator, and the all-around great guy. That's my son, Matt.
Kind of seems like you had to think about it for a second. It's been a couple weeks.
It has been, yeah.
What am I doing? Who are these? Why are the cameras set up?
We should get you a t-shirt that says all that. Then I don't have to remember it.
That's true.
All of your duties.
All right.
All right, let me get some housekeeping here. Thank you for choosing us today. Our goal is to simply start your day off on a positive note. So if you enjoy what we do, please be sure to hit the like button and subscribe so that you don't miss any future shows. We are live on YouTube Friday mornings at 8 o'clock. But you can also find us wherever you go for your favorite podcasts. Coming up today, Foodie Friday. It's the beginning of a new year and time for us to get healthy. I guess you'll see what that's all about. Our main story is about the holidays and New Year's resolutions. The Stumpa returns today. And Feel Good Friday with a couple of stories that just might restore your faith in mankind. Maybe, not sure. We'll see. All right. That's coming up. But first, good morning and welcome. Haven't talked to you in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feels like longer for some reason. I guess just because a lot happened over the past.
I would agree. Weeks. Yeah. It has been a very busy time. It is Friday, January 6th. Today is Take the Tree Down Day.
Oh, yeah.
So Now Trish is working. So I guess we're going to do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah. I did see some trees out on the curb, though. I think some people did it yesterday. They didn't get the memo.
True. Today is the 12th day of Christmas, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was a thing until this year.
Really?
That you're not supposed to take your tree down until the 12th days.
Well, I mean, it's...
12th day of Christmas.
I mean, people do their own thing, you know?
Is the whole 12-day thing simply from the song? Or did someone write the song based on the... Why are there 12 days?
Well, today is Epiphany in the church.
Is that... Okay, so that's what it is?
Yeah, supposedly this is the day that the three wise men... showed up with gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
The songs make it seem like it was much sooner.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The songs kind of make it seem like it was bang, bang. You know what I'm saying?
And what's the post I saw? Who thought it was a bright idea for a brand new infant for the little drummer boy to show up and play?
True.
Know? Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Never wake a sleeping baby, right?
Also, I don't know many babies, but the babies I know, I don't think they were craving incense. I don't think they put that on their wish list.
True. Yeah. True. And what the heck is myrrh?
I only know them from, isn't that Impractical Jokers? There's a myrrh, right? That's the only myrrh I know.
So today is Take the Tree Down Day, if you haven't done so yet. It's also National Cuddle Up Day. It encourages us to snuggle up with someone for the health benefits. National Technology Day recognizes the world of technology. Paperless show here.
Yeah. Also the show.
Would be not be here.
Right,
yeah, right. It's National Shortbread Day, National Bean Day today. And also, let's see, I looked at January, and January's National Soup Month, which I thought was worth highlighting.
I think it's fitting.
Yeah.
It's cold month.
Good day for soup today.
Yeah, yeah. We're not having soup, though.
It's like 39 degrees and raining.
Right. It's just a crummy day.
One of my friends posted on Facebook this morning. She said, could we have some snow? Because winter rain is just... She said she doesn't mind summer rain, even when camping. It's kind of cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know about the camping one.
Right.
Yeah.
But a summer rain can be nice.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But winter rain is...
It's only nice if you don't have to leave the house.
True.
Because like we had... What day was it? It was one day this week. We had a nice rainy day. We didn't have to leave the house. All of us just kind of chilled.
Yeah. Read a book. Nap.
Trish took a fat nap that day.
Oh, shit. My name's not Trish.
It is. And also you took a fat nap that day.
Came back to bite her though.
It did.
Because she didn't have to work the next day. So when she went to bed that night, she couldn't get to sleep.
I think she knew that though. I think she knew what she was giving up. But I think she still made the sacrifice.
On the date book today, on this day in 1929, Mother Teresa arrived in Calcutta to begin her work among the poorest of India. On this day in 1968, the Beatles album Magical Mystery Tour goes number one and stays number one for 8 weeks. On this day in 1975, Wheel of Fortune debuts on NBC. You have to say it that way.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
On this day in 1994, U.S. figure skating champion Nancy Kerrigan is attacked by Tonya Harding's bodyguard at the U.S. Championships in Detroit. This is a figure skater, and they smacked her knee with a pipe.
Ugh. That for some reason that injury always gets me. You know, in the office, there's like a little joke about hitting someone with a pipe.
Oh, is there?
Man, yeah. Just I don't know why. It's just up there with things mm-hmm. that just seem really extra painful.
And it was 2 years ago today. It's funny to look at 2021 and say 2 years ago. You know, it just seems like yesterday, but here we are in 23. 2 years ago today, the riot at the Capitol in Washington.
It's also in that period of time where, like, I don't know, the past 3 years, you're just not sure. Like, something could have been 5 years ago or last week. It takes a second to think about it.
Right.
Yeah. Crazy.
On the celebrity birthday list today, college football's Lou Holtz is 86. Howie Long, who's on the Fox pregame show, right, for the NFL, he's 62. Norman Reedus from The Walking Dead is 54. Julie Chen from The Big Brother, 53. SNL's Kate McKinnon, 39. And Jameis Winston, who's he with now?
The Saints, still,
Saints,
I believe.
Right? Yeah. But he's injured?
Yeah. Well, no, kind of a weird situation, I think, from what I heard. He was injured, and then he lost his spot, which he was kind of upset about. He said, typically when you get hurt, you know, the thing is you don't lose your spot to an injury.
So. Ask Drew Bledsoe about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jameis Winston is 29. All right, so who do we... Diane's been in the chat since 6:47 this morning.
Yeah, there's this fun little thing about racing to be the first one here. I don't know if it started here or in my live streams.
I think it started on your live stream where Justin's always first.
Yeah, which is fun, but 6:47, just to put things into perspective, that's when I was getting out of bed this morning.
I was going to say, was that when you got up?
Yeah, I was supposed to get up a little bit earlier, but I wasn't feeling it today.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's when I was getting out of bed. Diane was in the chat. So just to put things in perspective, it kind of seems like, I don't know, maybe we were setting up. The live stream was, no.
We weren't even close to being here.
Not even close. Yeah. Abby says Mother Nature is trying to figure out if she wants to give us rain or snow.
Oh, one of those days.
Yeah, but I just want some snow.
Yeah.
Mother Nature can't figure, well, I mean, climate change, you know, but. Mm-hmm. We want some snow. I know it's kind of early.
At least
end of January, February is our month.
At least for Liam, my grandson's here only for like two more months.
Right.
So and they're not going to see any snow in Texas.
They used to see
some in Virginia every now and then.
A little bit. Abby says my sister Sydney's birthday is on this coming Tuesday. Come on, I haven't used this button enough lately. Yeah, come on. Anyways, happy birthday, Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And also, let's see. Gail said, Tom is still very sick, so keep him in your prayers. So prayers for Tom. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
But let's get going.
Okay. Our main story today is about the holidays. How were your holidays? How was Christmas? Let us know in the chat, or if you're watching this later in the day, you can comment. And we do see your comments. We do see each and every comment. But we had a nice Christmas, I think. It was nice. We had 3-year-old Liam and my daughter Sarah. They were here for Christmas. So he was cool with all of his toys.
Yeah. It was fun to have some Santa magic back in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, Christmas morning, his mom, Sarah, had to put everything together. I mean, I would have helped, but, you know, she was down on the floor.
She was a trooper. She was he did end up getting a lot of toys from Santa that needed some assembly.
Some assembly required.
Right, yes. Right. I will say, Liam slept until 9 o'clock, which was glorious.
Yes.
He has not, next year, I expect it'll be the year he wakes up around 6.
Starts at 6.
Yeah, maybe earlier.
Was it your brother Doug that was the earliest riser on Christmas?
Yeah, I really never was. I think my whole, well, I can't speak about me as a baby. I don't really recall those days, but. I feel like my whole life I kind of slept in.
Yeah.
Trying to grow out of it.
We have four children, and I think it was my youngest son, Doug, who would be... You know,
I'm your youngest son, Matt. Oh, yeah.
Nice to meet you. That's right.
That was a weird handshake.
My older...
You didn't reach far enough for me to... Yeah, there we go.
My oldest son, Matt. Sorry, I slipped.
My name's Matt.
My oldest son, Doug.
I'm your youngest son, Matt. That's
how
me.
Do they go in order? Let's see. One, two... What I'm getting at
is... Say it one more time.
My oldest son, Doug.
Got it.
Okay.
That's the show. Thank you, guys.
Where the hell is I going with this?
I don't know.
He's the one that would wake up at like 5 or 4:30 Christmas morning.
And then he would get everyone up. Yeah. But like, I think if you left it to just waking up, I would have slept late. Kat was a pretty late sleeper, too.
I think so.
Yeah. So really, it was just Doug.
Yep.
So you got him to thank, man.
So, yeah, I think Sarah's got another year or two before Liam starts getting... He slept till 9 because weren't we almost up till midnight Christmas Eve?
Yeah, we were up pretty late.
Yeah.
He was up so late that we went to read the stories that we always read.
Oh, right. It was the night before Christmas.
He fell asleep right on Sarah's lap before we even opened a book. So we just kind of sat there and we just chilled for a little
bit. Yeah, we looked at each other and we thought, do you still want the story? And we're like, nah.
Let's just chat. And then we went to bed.
Pretty much. Yeah. So Matt played in church on Christmas Eve.
I did. It was a lot of fun.
How was it? Was it nerve-wracking or what?
No, I was far less nervous than I expected to be.
Okay.
And it kind of happened super quick. I don't really remember it happening. Right. I think I practiced the song so many times that like got up there and just did it. Yeah.
He sang "Oh Holy Night" while accompanying himself on the guitar. So that was very nice. Matt was my secret Santa.
Yep.
Meaning he had my name. So
because that's our family picks the adults. We do secret Santa.
Yeah.
That way there we're not dropping like $6,000 buying everybody presents.
Good point. Yeah. He got me my new sneakers. I got some new Asics.
Are you wearing them right now?
No, I'm not.
Wow.
Okay. Well, it's a rainy day.
Okay. And I know You know what? Thank you. That shows you appreciate the gift. You don't want to get them dirty. I do appreciate that.
Coming into where we are, there's always a big puddle out front. Right. So I was like, I'm not going to wear my good shoes.
Surprisingly, it's not that big yet. Luckily. No. There was a, I don't know, what if we could park the seas a little bit.
Yes.
Very religious show today.
It is.
Unintentional.
Parting the seas.
Yeah.
He also got me, I should have taken a picture. I'm going to wear it tomorrow night for wine night.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got me a t-shirt that said, you know, the Godfather logo. Mine says Scotch Father.
Yeah. Yep. The Scotch Father.
The Scotch Father. Yeah. So I'll get the new flannel here from Trish. Yeah.
You also got your specialty ice cubes.
Oh, that's right. He gave me these ice cubes to put in my scotch. Mm-hmm. And the ice is formed in what? There's a golf ball.
Baseball. Basketball. You're not a big basketball guy, but it was in the four packs. So yeah, so just went for it.
Couldn't really take it out.
Right.
Yeah. So welcome to the new year. And our question this morning is whether or not you made any New Year's resolutions. I don't think I really, except for the one that I wrote about in my blog, which you find at PeteBilly.com. The resolution I made, it goes back to the signboard outside of our church. And I guess the Reverend Betty put up a quote from Maya Angelou. And the quote is, if I remember it right, be the rainbow to someone's cloudy day. So I thought, that's cool.
Yeah.
So I thought I'll try to be a rainbow this year.
It's a very cloudy. You have your work cut out for you today. It's very cloudy.
Very cloudy.
Very
day.
Cloudy.
Yeah.
So you better get going. You got a lot to do.
Well, if I can make one person smile, and I already did that by screwing up your name and
true.
Age.
I did so smile. Yeah.
I've done my.
And I feel like I'm a tough kid to crack. I feel like
I've done my job.
Even when I'm happy, I'm not a big smiler. I feel like maybe that should be my New Year's resolution.
That's true. Yeah. Do you have any? Did you make any?
Yeah, I just set some goals for the year. Kind of. I want to release some music this year.
Nice.
So that's one. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have like the standard ones, work out more. Blah. You know, everybody says that.
Yeah, we're going to get into that.
Read more. Blah. Yeah. Everybody says that. Yeah.
Walk more. Yeah. Eat healthy.
Right.
Yeah. So, anybody else? Do you have any New Year's resolutions that you'd like to share? They say that posting them and making them public or telling your family helps you to keep that because you don't want to be embarrassed and say, I blew it.
Right. It does hold you accountable, but that embarrassment keeps me from it. Like, what if, I don't know. You don't want to make excuses, but like, what if it doesn't happen? I mean, granted, nobody cares. Nobody's going to remember, but like, what if you have that one person that hits you up December 31st? Like, hey, liar. I didn't see you out running this year. You said you wanted to run. I've been following you around 365 days. I haven't seen you run one time.
I ran into a friend of mine at the, CBS the other day before Christmas, and he said, hey, you still going to the rec center, you know, the gym? And I said, yeah, I try to get there, you know, like three times a week. He says,
you're being modest, you go like 5 days a week.
Yeah. But my goal is three,
right?
So if I make
that's
five,
a good goal,
right? Yeah. So he says, yeah, I gotta get back there, but I'm not going next month. It's like, yeah, everybody's there,
right? Know? Right. Although, do you find the rec crowded?
Not really. I've noticed that
it's like a Planet Fitness thing. Yeah. Like Planet Fitness is going to be bumping.
It's bumping.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the other day, I pulled up at the rec center, and the parking lot, which they share with the senior center, the parking lot was full. And I thought, oh, man, here's January. Everybody's here. I go inside, and there's only two other, maybe three people in the gym.
Turns out there's just a ton of old people nowadays.
Like, well, you know what was going on? No, I shouldn't say the gym. In the exercise room. In the gym, they were playing pickleball.
Ooh,
so
nice.
It was full.
Nice. Yeah, pickleball. I don't get it. I don't get it because I can remember playing pickleball in sixth grade. So we're talking, what is that, 10 plus years ago?
Yeah,
but right. Like 10, wow, that's crazy.
You're getting
that's,
old.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Wow, that's yep. Something. But yeah, like sixth grade, why now? Why now is it the fad? It's not a new game. That's crazy. Anywho, New Year's resolution advice, if you haven't made one, is to make it like a goal, like a something you can actually track.
Right.
A lot of times
right.
We say read more, but like say like I want to read 20 books this year.
Exactly.
That's my...
Put a number on it.
I think mine's 20. I got to check. I wrote it down. But yeah, okay. put a number on.
All right. And is anyone else feeling kind of a letdown this week? This isn't the first time that I felt this way. The after Christmas blues, I guess. I used to joke on the air about around this time, I'd say, well, that's enough peace on earth. Back to work, everybody.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this the other day. Of course, it didn't help that I was stopped at a red light. It was cloudy, drizzly, maybe 42 degrees like mm-hmm. today. But I don't know. I got to come up with some new ideas, goals, or plans. Or this could be a long winter.
Right.
Does anybody else feel that way?
We're just going to ship you off to somewhere warm.
Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
It is time for the Stumpa and our first Stumpa of the new year. By the way, we'll get to your comments in the chats in just a few minutes. And if not, we'll get to it in the post show. But time for the Stumpa and our first question this year. Researchers say this has been shown to lower stress and anxiety at work. What is it? Researchers say this has been shown to lower stress and anxiety at work. What is it? Let us know in the chats, and we'll get to your answers in just a moment. Don't forget, you can follow our socials during the week. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And also like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, please, if you haven't done so already, because it would really help us out. You can email us during the week at thepetebradleyshow@gmail.com. And we do have a voicemail number. If you think of something, you want to leave us a message or a suggestion for the show, it's 774-473-9910. That's 774-473-9910. All right, do we have some answers here?
Yeah, I also made a change. Instead of the previous five winners, it's going to be the standings from this point forward. So just so you guys can track, maybe be a little bit more competitive. If you don't see your name up there, maybe try a little bit harder.
Let's get going.
Also, this Stumpa season is ending March 31st.
Right.
We should, in the post show, we'll talk about our new meetings.
We should, yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. It was a lunch meeting.
Yes, it was.
I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
You got mad because I started eating before you got there.
Right, but, right. We'll get to that.
Okay.
We'll get to the disciplinary part of this, part of the show.
Disciplinary?
Yeah. but anyways, Abby's on top right now. The season ends March 31st. That's when the season is ending.
All right. Researchers say this has been shown to lower stress and anxiety at work. What is it?
Abby says naps.
Naps. No.
That's like the teachers that have the little hidden bunk under their desk.
Oh.
See, so I don't know if I have the confidence to like actually take a nap at work. Because I also don't think I have the discipline to wake up on time.
True.
Yeah.
True.
There's going to be kids like, Mr. Braley? We're supposed to have class right now. Five more minutes. Anyways, Gary says, going to lunch on time.
No.
Not it. Diane says, vodka.
Vodka. No.
And
no.
Don't do that. That's... No. Gary says, leaving early.
No, that's
Amen.
Not it. No.
That's true. Gail says, music.
Not music.
That's a good guess. Abby says going home.
Yeah. No.
No. Gary says meditation.
No.
Abby says snacks.
No, not snacks. No.
Because it says tea. Nice cup of tea.
Oh, yes. No.
That's true. Right. I think, see, all these are great answers. I skipped it because I wanted to get some other answers in.
Oh, okay.
This was the first answer that came
Was it the first answer?
Gail says plants.
Plants. Is right. Congratulations to Gail, who now ties Abby.
That's what I'm talking about. Literally the first guess.
Was it really?
Literally the first guess.
Wow.
That's a little shocking. It does make, Gail's a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
It makes, just as the commissioner here, makes me question, we got some cheating going on, Gail. What's going on over there?
Putting a small plant on your desk has been shown to lower stress and anxiety at work. I don't know. Well,
we didn't even get to our hints. We got plants all around here. We got
I know.
That plant, the plant.
Plant near me.
You can't see it in this camera. But, yeah. And then I got a hidden plant. Granted, these two are fake. Pete's got a real one. So
I don't find the studio stressful at all. Do
I've
you?
Never, because not a single time.
Yes.
No.
So Yeah, we... Part of our meeting that we'll tell you about later is about coming up with these hints.
Yeah, we didn't even get the thanks. Thanks, Gail. Yeah. Didn't even get to use our hints. Also, why didn't we think of hints about, like, we have it in the stew? Works in the stew.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
New meeting.
Yep. Lunch?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Anyways, congrats, Gail. That's crazy.
Brand new year. And of course, people, you know, what'll happen this year? What's coming up in this year? One of the problems with long-term horoscopes is that they can tend to go on and on and on. They pretty much cover all bases. Have you noticed that?
How do you feel about horoscopes?
Skeptical would be my word. You? Mm-hmm.
I have always felt that horoscopes have kept themselves vague enough where you can apply it to your life.
Okay.
Which I don't think is a bad thing.
I can see that.
But I do, because it does take you a second to maybe think about your life, interpret things, which I think is always a good thing. However, I do think that they keep it vague enough so it applies, so people buy into it more.
There was a time when I used to do a morning radio show, for those of you that are new, and there was a time where I would read yesterday's horoscope to see if it came true.
Right.
Never did. Well... Like you said, it would be so vague that you could say, well, maybe.
Right. And I don't want to diss anyone that likes it, because to be fair, I haven't invested enough time to like actually take the time. Just the ones that I've read seem to me that they could be vague enough where you could apply it.
Now, what did I read this morning? I guess tonight we're going to have the first full moon of 2023. It's called the Wolf Moon for whatever reason.
Okay.
And I guess... There's a full moon tonight, and we're in Cancer or retrograde or something. It's supposed to be big on emotions tonight. So if you feel emotional today...
Blame the moon. Go outside and yell at it. Take your anger out on the moon.
Question, though. What if you could boil your 2023 horoscope down to one word? That is exactly what the folks at a company called Pure Wow have done. The only problem with this is... I ask, how do you interpret that one word? Now, for instance, for Cancer, I was born July 12th, Cancer. They have boiled it down to say your horoscope in one word is miracles. Mm-hmm. Now, does that mean miracles will happen for me, or I'm supposed to help make miracles happen for other people?
There's a prime example. This is what I said. This is the hyperbole of what I said, because it's one word.
Yeah. Miracles.
You can just apply it to whatever you could, I don't know, win a free Slim Jim if that's the only thing that happens to you this year, at the end of the year, like, you know what?
They were right.
It happened.
They were right.
I love Slim Jims. That's a miracle to me.
I don't know why, but I can never remember your sign. What is your sign?
I'm a Sagittarius. To be honest, again, I don't buy into it enough to remember, but I'm almost positive I'm a Sagittarius.
Your one word is health.
Yeah. Which, nice. I like it. Applies to a lot of different things, though.
What does it mean?
Right. Am I finally, for the first time in my life, going to get a six-pack? I don't know. Maybe. We talking mental health?
Are you talking about beer?
Am I just going to feel good all year? I'll take that. You know, are we talking? Yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
All right, so here's the list, okay? For Aries, your word is worthy.
Okay.
Taurus, now this one's even worse. Taurus, your one word is glow.
How do you interpret that? It's going to be your best skincare year ever.
Ever.
You're going to glow.
Gemini?
Or... Do you get a new lamp this year? And that's where it ends.
And you're
That's it. You just got a new lamp glow.
Or you're gonna lose all your hair and have a nice little.
Oh, don't say that. Well, granted, I'm not a Taurus, so I'm okay.
Gemini, your word is renew. Cancer, as I said, miracles. Leo, success. Well, that's a great word to have. Virgo, your word is freedom. Libra, growth. Scorpio, love. Sagittarius, health. Capricorn, bliss. You're going to have bliss.
Nice.
Aquarius, revive. Now, how do you interpret that?
I would interpret that as something in your life that you haven't been doing or haven't been, or maybe a person or that you haven't been seeing lately or something. You revive it in your life.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for Pisces, trust. is your word.
Nice.
Trust.
I like it. See, right. Here's the, this is how we'll close it out. If this brings you joy in some way, and also if this makes your life better in some way, maybe you strive for these things, I'm all for it. All right. I'm not hating on this stuff. I just think it's pretty vague. That's my only point.
So let us know in the comments what you think about or let us know in the chat what you think about your one word and whether or not, how you interpret that.
We'll have to make a note to check in at the end of the year.
Okay, I'll do that.
If I gain 100 pounds, then that's a lie. I did not.
And if I have no miracles, I'm just,
But again, you got to be able to find something, right?
I would think so.
I would hope.
Out of 12 months, 365
like
days?
Like I said, even if it's a small thing, there's got to be some miracle in there, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
I would hope.
It is time for football picks, and where are we now? We're week 18, right?
Week 18,
final week of the season, and how did we do last week? You caught up, right, a little bit?
Let me see here. I got the standings. I stopped doing our little records above our head because the points, whatever our points are, was how many wins.
It's all about points.
It fits there. Right. I'm sitting at 8. Really, almost impossible for me to catch up. Really, what we're looking at here is if you can pass Gary. You're 4 behind Gary for first place. So that's really what we're looking at. And what's tough is we don't know what Gary's picks are.
No, we don't. We have no idea.
So we'll find out, but, we'll see what happens.
We don't find out till Sunday night or Monday, right?
Right.
Whether or not.
Right.
All right, so it is week 18. And, of course, the NFL, what a week it's been after DeMar, accident, I guess, that happened on Monday Night Football.
Right, right.
I wasn't even watching the game. I was upstairs reading. This was the game between Buffalo and Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, what? You went downstairs to tell mom.
Yeah, I had it on in the background just while I was doing other stuff. And I kind of noticed there was an injury. And I was like, injuries happen a lot in football.
Right.
And there was a commercial break. But there was I think there was four commercial breaks before we actually found out what was going on. It was a crazy time. So obviously, DeMar Hamlin's doing, he's shown improvements, which is great. Yeah. So if you don't know, he went into cardiac arrest on the field, and the trainers hopped in, did CPR for, I don't even know how long, a long time, and he got carried off in an ambulance.
Now, we don't know exactly what happened to him because
I think they're still trying to figure it out.
Right.
Right.
But the speculation is something that Trish said that very night.
Right.
It's got commotio cardis or has something to do with the heart.
Mm-hmm. And it's like blunt force trauma to the heart or something?
At the exact worst moment.
Right.
There's a millisecond. I don't know if it's in between heartbeats or what. So evidently, if this thinking is correct, he got hit at the exact millisecond where things were on a down and it just accelerated and cardiac arrest.
Really scary. So the game got postponed at the time, which was definitely the right choice. There was a lot of... It was a really weird situation. Someone said, all right, we're going to start the game in 5 minutes. Everybody's saying, wasn't me. I didn't say that.
Joe Buck, and I know everyone has their opinion about the answer, but Joe Buck swears that he got this 5-minute warning. You've got 5 minutes to warm up. He swears he got it from somebody on the field who's in touch with the officials.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL, specifically Troy Vincent, who's the vice president, says, no one ever said that, and how dare they broadcast that? But Joe Buck is like, I got it from my sources. I got it from people that know.
Right.
So
crazy. Crazy anyway. Situation. The game has been canceled, which I think is the right choice. I think that was the best choice.
Yeah, and I guess there's all kind of scenarios. If this affects the playoffs, what they're going to do.
They're taking a league vote, but I think they're handling it in the best possible situation.
I think so.
In the best possible way. Yeah.
All right, so we do have our picks here for week number 18, and we have game. There was no Thursday night game,
right.
So we have two games on Saturday. The early game, which starts at 4:30, is Kansas City in Las Vegas against the Raiders. Of course, the problem with week 18 is you never know if they're going to sit their starters.
True. That's a good point. That's a good point.
A team that's already made the playoffs, they could sit their stars so that, number one, they get a rest. And number two, they don't get hurt.
Right.
So these picks could be all over the place. But I'll take Kansas City.
I'm going to do the same.
All right. Tennessee will be at Jacksonville against the Jaguars. This could go either way. I'll take the Jaguars.
You're doing it again. I mean, granted, I don't know if I can catch up. I'll go Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Who cares? What, you know what? Just trying to catch up here.
Baltimore at Cincinnati. I'll take the Bengals.
I'm going to take the Bengals as well.
Carolina will be in New Orleans against the Saints. This is the, 6-10 Panthers against the 7-9 Saints.
Exciting game. I don't know if anyone, are they still, I don't know who's up for the playoffs in that scenario. Yeah. I don't know if anyone is.
I'll take Carolina.
Okay, I'm going to take the Saints.
Cleveland at Pittsburgh. I'll take the Steelers.
I'll take Cleveland.
All right.
What? Am I about to catch up?
Now, here's the game, huh? The 2-13-1 Houston Texans take on the 4-11-1 Indianapolis Colts.
So exciting.
I'll take Indianapolis.
I'm going to take the Texans. What? Am I about to... You know, I'm switching to the Raiders as well.
All right.
Over the Chiefs.
Minnesota at Chicago. I'll take the Vikings.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Vikings too.
New England at Buffalo. Buffalo.
Yeah, I'm going to take Buffalo as well.
Yeah. The Jets are in Miami with Skylar Thompson playing quarterback for Miami.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to my team.
Yeah, right.
I'll take Miami, though, in this game.
I'm going to take the Jets.
All right, Tampa Bay's in Atlanta against the Falcons. I'll take the Bucs.
I'm going to take the Falcons.
Ooh. The Cardinals will be in San Francisco against the Giants. Did it again. Against the 49ers.
What is that, the fourth time this year?
I think so. I'll take San Fran.
Yeah, me too.
All right, Dallas at Washington. I'll take the Cowboys.
I'm going to take the Cowboys as well.
Chargers in Denver. I'll take Los Angeles.
Same.
All right. Rams will be in Seattle. I'll take the Seahawks.
Same.
And the final game of the regular season.
Nope, two more.
Two more?
Yep.
Which one? Oh, the Giants and Eagles?
Yep.
All right, I'll take the Eagles.
Is Jalen Hurts playing? I feel like maybe.
I don't know.
I'm going to go with the Giants. Come on, Gary.
Giants on that one?
Give me a Giants win.
And Sunday night, the Lions will be at Green Bay against the Packers. I'm going to take Detroit.
Okay, I'm going to take the Packers.
Yeah.
It's an interesting scenario there. If the Seahawks win, the Lions don't have a chance. And so, I don't know. But the Lions can spoil the Packers. The Packers need a win. It's crazy.
All right, there's our football picks for the final week of the regular season. Then we move on to playoff picks. Into the new year, and how about saving some money this year?
Sounds good to me.
There's a company called Kinda Frugal that has come up with a list of 45 things for us to stop spending money on.
What?
Made it shorter. I'm not going to do all 45.
Oh, okay.
I cut down some of these here. I guess some of these things are really not worth it when you look at it. Some of them are extended warranties. Don't spend money on extended warranties.
Interesting.
All right. Don't spend money on non-sale items. Don't pay regular price for anything. Wait for it to go on sale.
That's fair.
Okay. Bulk purchases that go to waste.
Yeah.
That one I agree wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm. Because I feel like a lot of times we think we're saving money, when in reality, you don't need 45 boxes of Frosted Flakes. You haven't eaten those in 20 years.
Exactly. Yeah. I have heard this one. Don't spend money on bottled water.
Yeah.
You have your Hydro Flask or whatever.
That was something we used to be, I especially used to be really bad about. I'm a big water drinker.
And when you were playing sports, I can remember days where I would be in Stop and Shop or Shaw, whatever the grocery store was. And I would have 3 cases of water in the carriage.
Yeah.
And someone would look at me and I'd go, teenage boy who plays sports. And they'd go, oh, that makes sense.
So I used to have a trash can in my room and then 2 other room size trash cans for water bottles.
Right.
Trish hated it. I would have to bring a laundry basket up to take all the bottles to recycling.
And didn't we have times when it was time to clean out your sports bag, and there'd be
because the sports bag, my bag would get so heavy, and it's I don't have that much stuff. Why is it so heavy? You realize you have 85 half drinking water bottles in there. And so finally we gave that was the best thing I think we ever did, was give up bottled water.
Also, things to stop spending money on: coffee shop coffee. Yeah, make your own coffee at home and then bring it in a Yeti mug or something. You go to I don't even know what Starbucks is costing nowadays. I just throw my card.
I don't know either.
Here you go.
I don't get a lot of takeout coffee because maybe I'm ordering the wrong things. I don't find it substantially better than what I make at home.
Mm.
So in that case, I don't think it's worth the extra money.
Wasn't there for a while, Liam, who's 3 years old, was calling Starbucks Fitty Bucks?
Yeah, I don't know where he got that from.
And we used to think it was appropriate because that's about how much it costs.
$50 for a
coffee. Yeah, $50. Yeah. Again, they say don't spend money on cosmetics, something I would not know about. Are they expensive? Someone else said multivitamins. Don't spend money on multivitamins.
I just want to know, do they do anything? I take a vitamin every day.
You do, right?
I don't know if I'm just wasting my time.
Does anybody know? Do they really do anything? Is Mia in the chat?
If they don't, it is the best scam of the century. Of not the century, of all time.
Mm.
Yeah. Just the people that make multivitamins. Great.
Also, a way to be frugal in the new year, don't spend money on gym memberships. Especially, I mean, if you're not going to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Because I think that's what happens. I think we've all been there. You buy a gym membership and then you don't end up going for a while.
Right. Cable TV, which Trish is always trying to cut the cord.
She's
on cable TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our only problem is
sports.
New England sports.
Right, right.
Like how?
Because Nesson's out here like, hey, you can buy our streaming.
For what?
$50. No, I think it's 30 like
bucks?
$30 a month.
$30 a month.
I don't like the Red Sox that much. I love the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Don't like them that much.
Don't spend money on phone apps. I don't think I've ever bought an app. If it's not free, I don't get it.
Very few that I can think of, yeah.
It's also recommended you don't spend money on dryer sheets. We don't use them ourselves.
We haven't for a long time. We used to. Long time ago.
Oh, yeah, a long time.
But yeah, we don't.
I don't really notice any. I mean,
what's the benefit? It makes them smell nice, right? I think my clothes smell nice.
And the static cling, too.
Static cling.
Which
I don't think I have a big
time.
Static problem.
No.
No.
I found a way around that, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah. Moisturizer.
Oh, yes. I have learned that. Yeah.
When I put on like exercise pants to go to the gym, sometimes the static cling, they'll stick to your socks.
Right.
Moisturize your leg and get a little on your sock. Takes care of it right away.
Interesting. I've never thought about lotioning my socks before.
I know, but they love it, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. And finally, if you're looking to save money in the new year, don't spend money on name brand items.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can save a lot.
Yeah. And I can't think off the top of my head things that like name brand items that I think are worth it. I'm sure there's some, but very few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get to this week's game. We're playing Would You Rather this week. We'll get to that in just a moment. Also, we have Foodie Friday coming up earlier on the show. And right. we'll talk about that in the post show when we get to there. But first, it is time for the annual list from Lake Superior State University. Now, you may wonder, what is this? Lake who? What? Every year, this university publishes a list of words that need to go away due to misuse, overuse, or uselessness. Okay? These are words. Wait, stop saying that, all right? Because it's just everybody does it. So on the list for this year is goat.
So I do think it's overused, probably. Mm-hmm. This coffee is goat. This is the goat coffee.
This is the goat of all. Yeah. The greatest of all time, right?
Yeah, right. But I think it's necessary when you're talking about people like Tom Brady. You got to call him the goat. He's the greatest of all time. He's the goat. Or the goat debate in basketball. Is it LeBron or Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
LeBron just annoys me.
Yeah.
I think if LeBron wasn't so annoying, it'd be hands down LeBron. But he might be the most cringiest athlete in the world.
Can you disagree? I cannot.
He's talented. I'm not going to knock his talent.
Oh, he's talented, yeah.
But he might be the most... Like, my favorite thing of this past year was the meme that, like, LeBron just lies about everything. Like, you could be like, LeBron, have you seen Avatar? And he's like, I was the star in Avatar. I loved it so much. I asked if I could star in it. I starred in Avatar. Mm. Like, he's just waffling the entire time about everything.
But
so you're a part owner in Liverpool. He's like, I love those guys. Those guys are really talented. Love those guys. Who's your favorite player? They're all great. He's one of those guys. Everything's, they're all great. No, they're all great. I can't possibly pick a favorite out of every single player. They're great. What are we talking about?
Yeah. We're talking about getting rid of the word goat.
Oh, yeah. It's necessary in some aspects.
Okay. Also on the list of words that should go away because of misuse, overuse, or uselessness, the word gaslighting. The word
I wonder if that's misuse.
Misuse.
If people are calling like things that aren't gaslighting.
Could be.
I think it's necessary at times.
Quiet quitting is on the list.
What is that one again? Is that quitting a job quietly?
Whisper to your boss
you're quitting?
It's not when you quit your job. It's just you stop putting effort into it.
Oh.
You're still doing. You're still there, but you're not trying as hard. So you're quiet quitting.
Hmm. I wonder if maybe that's uselessness. I don't think that's overuse or misuse.
Could be. Moving forward is another phrase that we should get rid of.
I think that's like corporate emails.
No. Moving forward, we need to make sure. I think we should. Yeah. The word amazing should be, we should get rid of the word amazing. They say it's overused.
You got to call things amazing sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The phrase, does that make sense? We should get rid of that.
I use that a lot.
Do you?
I use that a lot, yeah.
The word irregardless, which I've always, there's been a debate on that word.
I don't think I've ever used that word.
About how it's misused.
Is it because everyone just says regardless all the time?
Could be. Or oftentimes, regardless should be used, but people use irregardless.
I think I've ever heard someone say irregardless.
No. The word absolutely is overused. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's another one. That's a crutch of mine.
And the last phrase that's overused and should be, we should get rid of, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Which used to be, didn't it used to be attributed to Bill Belichick?
Did it?
When someone would ask him a question, he would say, it is what it is.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Which is, I mean, true.
Yeah.
Everything is what it is.
Absolutely.
But, yeah.
That's amazing. So,
there you go.
He's the GOAT.
Of all time, yes.
Yeah.
Time to play Would You Rather. We ask you a question, and you can, of course, the answer is either A or B. Yeah. So,
not C, not D. Carrying that into the new year.
Into the new year. Like Gail likes that, right? Yeah. She likes that.
Yep.
All right, so our first question on Would You Rather. Would you rather be a superhero or a superhero sidekick?
That's a stupid question.
Why?
Are you picking a sidekick?
Well, the only benefit I can see to choosing the sidekick is you don't have as much responsibility.
True.
You know, you're just, the other guy does all the work.
Easier to take a day off.
Right. Exactly.
I'll give you that.
So that's the only reason I would lean toward, it's the lazy side of me coming up. The only reason I would lean towards that is because you're not the guy.
Yeah.
You don't have to shoulder all that, you know?
That's true.
So, yeah, I'll go with sidekick.
Go with sidekick?
Yeah.
Hmm. Now you're making it seem like I'm just thirsty for fame over here.
He's power hungry.
I don't know. I just feel like superhero might be a little bit more fun.
Okay.
All right. You know, just involved in everything, but harder to take a break.
Anyone else?
Depends if you want that responsibility.
Mm.
I'm going superhero.
All right.
I think you make more of a difference as a superhero than a sidekick.
Let me know if...
Sidekick, like what if your superhero is... Like what if you're the sidekick to like... I don't know. Like LeBron James.
Oh, well.
You know? How do you bring something up to LeBron?
Which guys are?
Like, on the sidekick, I'm like, hey, maybe you should stop.
The other four.
Maybe you should stop lying on national television.
The other four guys are just there on the court to make him look good.
You're just lumped in like your liar LeBron sidekick. You're just lumped in with that, you know? You don't want to live in that shadow. I'm going to go superhero.
Okay.
I'm going to be the one that lies on live television.
Go for it.
Liverpool. I know every player.
They're
all so great. I can't possibly pick a favorite.
No, I can't.
No.
Don't want to leave anyone out. Would you rather have a flying car or a spaceship?
That's tough.
I think I'd rather have the car. I'm not really big on going into space, you know, because you have to have so many people to help you.
Yeah.
You know, you have to worry about oxygen. You have to worry about all this. But a flying car, I mean, you know, that'd be cool to just get in your car, go to the mall.
True. Although, okay, let me ask you this. You got a flying car. Our mall's about 15 minutes away.
True.
You fly into that or you just drive?
Yeah. Well, you could get there in like
maybe
two or 3 minutes.
It's quicker.
And there's no red lights or traffic or anything.
I think you also have to just infer that at the height of it, like it's at the height of its capability, right? Like everything's like mainstream at this point.
Right, I would think so.
Like it's not like a starter. Have you seen flying cars? Like the flying cars exist.
They're
not very practical right now.
No, they're.
So I think we're assuming that they're practical and it's pretty mainstream at this point.
For this, I would. Yeah.
So like a spaceship, I think I'm assuming that like it's not as much work as it is to go to space.
Okay.
If Matt Braley is owning a spaceship, I'm not an astronaut. I'm not an engineer.
Gotcha.
I co-host this podcast.
It's very simple. You
not
get
qualified.
In, You get in, push a button, take off.
That's, yeah, right. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
If someone's giving me a spaceship, it should be like that. I'm going spaceship. Okay. I like space. I would like to just float up, just chill for a bit. Can you imagine a nap? Like, I just want to take a nap. Zero gravity.
Just floating?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. All right. I just want to chill and listen to some music. Space. I'm going spaceship.
He says space. I say flying car. And question number three, would you rather have a talking cat or a talking dog?
I think it's simple. I think it's just asking cat or dog.
Yeah, it's just pretty. I mean, I'm a dog guy. I've never been a cat guy.
I'm going dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking dog for me,
no
too.
No question.
I mean, don't you think the cat's just going to have an attitude? Every cat has an attitude, I think.
It's a little unfair for you to say that.
I'm sorry. That's the way I feel.
Maybe you should be able to talk to a cat. You know what? I'm picking for you. You're taking a talking cat, so you can talk it out. I think you got problems with cats. I think cats need to defend themselves. I'm picking talking cat for you.
How about your $10? He's going to have a toot.
That's messed up.
Yep.
That's messed up.
I'm telling you right here.
You're about to be hated by the entire cat community.
Live on the internet. I'm telling you, the cat's going to have an attitude.
I'm talking dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talking dog.
I respect all animals, but I just love dogs.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Respect all animals.
This guy. Get some harder questions next week.
All right.
Yeah, or next time.
Next time we play this. Yeah. Right. All right, it is time for Foodie Friday. We're moving in a little earlier in the show here, and we'll get to our reasons when we talk in the post-show. But Foodie Friday, where this week we try to start the new year off on the right foot. Time once again for another Foodie Friday, where this week we try something, green juice or naked juice or...
Naked green machine.
Naked green machine.
That's what they call the Hulk in college.
It's a new year. We need to, cleanse the system here, get healthy?
We don't, but this is what a lot of people do, so we feel like we should try it.
I know it has a lot of different juices in it.
Flavored blend of 5 juices, partially from concentrate with added ingredients and other natural flavors. No sugar added,
it says. Well, that's good right there off the bat, right?
Yeah, I mean, everything you buy has something you're not supposed to eat, right? Ginger root is in here, parsley, kale.
Kale.
Kale. Odorless garlic is in here.
Oh, good.
How do they get the odor out?
I don't...
Anyways. All right, so we got green juice. Gotta whip it up for us here.
It does say shake well because it does separate.
Bartender barista Matt here. Would you define that as shaking?
I think that's good.
Keep going.
No, I think you're good. So, you know, we make an outline of things that we should try for this segment. And sometimes there's one that you look forward to, you know, like Trish's Hershey Kiss cookies. Or...
Interesting. Like,
really?
I wouldn't say a bad sniff. Give it a sniff. Like, it's not necessarily bad, just not necessarily appetizing.
Don't you think it smells green? I mean, if green had a smell, that would be it.
I think all the juices together, you'd think it would smell good.
So
I don't think you should. No, I wouldn't put this in a candle.
As I was saying, when you look at the upcoming foodies, you sometimes get excited, and other times you're like, and this is one of those times. I have been
make sure it's an even pour.
Oh, I have been pleasantly surprised before when we tried, like tofu. Wasn't bad, but I'm just looking at this stuff right now and thinking.
It asks you the question, like, do you drink this strictly for health reasons? Like, no one's drinking this for enjoyment, right? Probably.
I would think so.
Let's see. Does it say benefits? The goodness inside. No preservatives added, no sugar. Oh, it's vegan.
Okay. All right. We've gone vegan for this segment.
Oh, here we go. Oh, this is perfect. What? Juices from 2¾ apples, a third of a mango. A 12th of a pineapple.
I like pineapple.
A banana.
Okay, I like my bananas.
A third of a kiwi.
Oh.
I've never had a kiwi itself. I don't have a good history with kiwi-flavored things.
It's only a third, though.
I was hoping this would maybe tell the benefits of drinking this, but it doesn't.
It doesn't? If anyone knows, let us know in the chat or the comments.
Your drink, sir. Now the question, we should probably take a hefty swig, right?
It smells green.
I think we should take a... We should do this right. We should take a hefty swig.
Not just a little sip?
No, a hefty swig. You don't need to drink the whole thing.
Standing by.
But you know, a decent sip here.
All right, you ready?
Ooh. Yeah, let's do it.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right.
We're healthy.
Here we go.
At least we're trying. Here we go.
Not a fan.
Again, it's like just too much fruit, like too much juice. They're all competing with each other.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
I don't like it. No. I just got the aftertaste.
I will go for another.
All right. Nobody's drinking that for enjoyment.
No. Ooh. No.
It has like a kick at the end of it that like you taste. Oh, yeah. First, it's like sour. It's like it's like sour fruit because there's a bunch of juices. And then it hits you. The aftertaste like smacks you in the face.
I can't get by the smell. Can you like, because when I get it here, I smell it.
Nah, it smells funky. I'm going to stop there.
Okay.
We did it. We did it.
Do we have any lovers of green juice out there?
Yeah, we got half a bottle of green juice that's on the market.
Going once?
If anybody's looking for it.
Going to, we're going to put it on eBay after the show.
I definitely need a palate cleanser, that's for sure. Think you're right. Yeah, I'm going to put that off to the side.
I had an idea, but I think that's too high. one of the things that you and Sarah have always pointed out to me is that, would you have this again?
Right.
So that's a no.
No. Yeah. So obviously, automatically, that's sub 5.
So would I give it a 0? Because I
don't like
get
the
it
lingering
again?
Taste. I think the lingering taste is making me a little nauseous.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Only because, you know, maybe some people do like this and everything. And I'll give Naked Green Machine a 0.5.
Oh, okay. Wow. I didn't know you were going to go that low.
I was debating a 1.
I got a little green juice burp forming, and I'm not looking forward to it. This kind of surprises me. I wasn't going to go that low. Only because, you know, things like celery and what else did I... Did I give fruitcake a 0? What did I give a 0? I gave something a 0 recently.
You did recently, yes.
Either way...
I think it was fruitcake.
Like, stuff like that I couldn't even imagine having again. With this, like, I got to take a better look at the health benefits. Like, if this is like a juice cleanse you got to have, like, maybe you have it once, I think I could probably choke it down.
Okay.
And I'd be okay-ish. I'm going to go 1.5.
1.5. All right.
Pretty low. Pretty low there.
What did
but
you
not,
think
not
I was
going to
give it?
I thought something similar. I was thinking you'd be 2.5. A little surprised.
Now, I was debating between a 1, but then I was like, nah, I didn't like it.
Yeah. So. Well, green juice. We tried it.
We did it.
There it is.
Happy New Year. If you have something you think we should try for a future Foodie Friday, whether it's something you see in a store or a restaurant or at a fast food place, whatever, let us know. We just might feature it on a future edition of Foodie Friday.
Are we done?
I think you're good.
Okay.
Now, Justin points out that green juice is pretty good, but not the naked one.
Great. So you're telling me we got to do this again?
I'll see what else we have here. Diane says vegan is another overused word.
Could be.
Yeah, maybe. That's true. And let's see.
Diane did say, so what makes it green? There are no veggies listed. I didn't there was a ton of stuff in there. One thing was kale. I did mention that. So.
Right.
I don't know if kale's making things green, but, you know, they could also use, like, some green food coloring. I don't know.
It's probably. It might be listed.
Yeah.
And Dana says, hey, Mr. Barista, never lift the shake above your shoulder.
I saw that. Why is that? Is that because, I mean, I was using a bottle, but is that because you typically shake in, like, not sealed things? So, like, dump it on your head?
I don't know. Dana, why?
Farther away from the center of the earth, it affects the gravitational pull of the kale.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I need lessons. I'm new at this.
It is time for the first draft of the new year. And
Let's
we thought, well, it is our first show of the new year. So we should talk about New Year's resolutions. Now, let me specify here. This is not ones that we're making.
Yeah.
We're just drafting a team of the best resolutions or the most popular.
Probably most popular. Yeah, most popular.
Most popular resolutions people make.
Yeah.
So let me see where I put that. Oh, there we go. Okay.
Yeah, because he hides them from me, which is a good thing.
I don't want you to see.
Good.
All
I don't
right.
want you to see mine either.
Rock, paper, scissors see who goes first, right? What do I want
first
to
First, rock,
today?
Paper, scissors. Okay. Rocking the Liam bracelet today. Ready?
Oh, no.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. You did it again. Why do you always do that?
I always turn the wrong.
I don't know why you do that. Either way, I won, but it's just so confusing.
Hey. I don't know why I...
Remember when that was a thing? Anyways.
Blow it up. All right,
I get to go first.
You're going first. This is the most popular resolutions people make.
Yeah. Got a lot of good ones.
Didn't you say we both have like a list of 12 here?
Yeah, I have 12 as well.
Okay.
I'm just going to go with the standard that I think is on everyone's list. And this isn't knocking if you have it, because guess what? I got it too. I just think everyone does it. Number one, exercise more.
Exercise more.
Exercise more.
Okay. Yep. That was on my list. Let me take that one out. I think a lot of people say they're going to lose weight in the new year.
Okay.
So kind of goes along with exercise, but I think it's separate. Okay. Yeah, so fair. We'll go with lose weight.
That's fair. Because you know what my number two is?
What's your number two?
Eat healthy. Same
Eat
realm.
Eat healthy. Yeah,
now, I think we can leave the fitness realm, right? I don't have any more fitness ones.
Well, I guess my number two would be get more sleep.
Get more sleep. That's a good one.
Which is kind of fitness related, right?
Mine this year is get on a better sleep schedule.
That's your?
Yeah. Pretty much every day. Like, I'm getting, like, what do they say? 7 to 9, right?
Right.
I'm always getting, sleep. Like, 7 or 8 is what I'm always getting.
All right.
It's always different. You know, I'm going to bed at 12 or I'm going to bed at 11.
Oh, so you want
to... Rare days I'll go to bed at 10:30. Right. Some days I push it to 1:30. Always getting that 8. But it's always all over the place. So what kind of benefit is that?
So you want to... Yeah, because they say you should go to bed and wake up at the same time every day.
Right.
Which
like
I was...
Like those crazy people that don't have an alarm clock. Who are you?
I know. Which, when I was doing morning radio and getting up at 4 o'clock, I was thinking, I am not getting up at 4 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah. You know. All right. Whose turn? My turn? So you said sleep? Did I put sleep on here? I don't think I did, surprisingly.
Okay. So you are at number 3.
Yes. And this one, literally everybody does it. I'm curious to know if people keep up with it. But every year, I feel like people do this.
What's that?
I want to travel more.
Oh, yes.
I want to travel more this
travel
year.
Travel more.
I want to travel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my number 3.
This one does not apply to either one of us, but I think it's one of the most popular resolutions.
Don't speak for me.
Well, you don't smoke, do you?
No, I don't.
So I would say people resolve to quit smoking.
Quit smoking.
Yep. All right. That would be my number. What am I up to?
And you've been there.
Yes.
Would you say one of your greatest achievements in life?
Yes, it is.
I would.
I am very proud of the fact that I quit smoking. It was one of the most difficult things I ever did after smoking for like 15 or 20 years.
You're a good man.
Thank you.
What got you through?
Thank you. Tootsie Pops and sugarless gum.
I didn't know about the sugarless gum. Mm-hmm. Why sugarless? Just good for dental.
Better for my teeth, I think. Yeah.
I think, is most gum sugarless nowadays? I think it is.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
I feel like the popular, like, I don't know, what is
that little
kind of gum do you have? Extra? Is extra gum flavor?
I think it is.
Those aren't sugarless?
I don't think so.
I got to do my research
now. Okay. All right. Guess so.
Anywho, quit smoking. That's a good one. I had that as well. I'm going to go with, another one that everybody says, me included. I'm not picking on you, but I am picking on you. But just know that I'm part of the squad. Everybody, okay. Every year. I want to read more.
I want to read more.
I want to curl up with a good book on a rainy day.
Okay.
And read more. Yeah.
What am I up to? Number 4 or 5?
4.
Number 4, I will say, cut down on screen time.
Yeah, I have that. All right. Yeah.
Cut down on screen time. That's my number 4.
Again, always a good goal. Do people achieve it? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't know.
Some screen time is necessary nowadays, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, working.
Well, we have to for the show.
It's unfortunate, right? Because what are we doing to ourselves? You know? Can our minds handle this? Like, I had a biology teacher in college that actually said that kids were almost developing, because you know how evolution happens.
Mm-hmm.
Kids were almost developing, like, better, I don't know specifically what it was. I don't know if it had to do with the eyes or the brain, but, like, better capability of staring at screens.
Oh, wow.
So like maybe less eye fatigue, migraines,
right,
and stuff like that.
Right.
Us adults don't have.
The other day at the house, I happened to just look around and I was on my phone. Mom was on her phone. Sarah was on her phone and Liam was playing. And I thought,
this is a weird thing here.
Yeah. It was like, we should be doing what he's doing.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, what's your, your number 5?
So many good ones on the board.
I know.
Okay, number 5
for you is,
and I'm picking this, and I'm picking on this one specifically for the vagueness of it, and I've been guilty of this in the past.
Vagueness, okay.
I want to learn a new skill this year.
Okay,
but you don't say what skill it
no,
is.
No,
I just want to learn a new skill.
It's pretty vague.
So at December 31st, you're trying to learn how to juggle. You're like, I just gotta, I gotta figure this out. This was a resolution. I'm doing learn a new skill.
All right, let's see. I've got like 6 left here. Probably we're looking at what's the most popular. Probably save money.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, I'll go with save money.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So let's see. Honorable mentions. I still have drink more water on my list.
Oh, that's a good one. I didn't have that.
Spend more time.
A lot of people say that.
Spend more time with family and friends.
I had that.
Stop swearing or cursing.
Did not have that. I don't think that's a big deal in life.
And walk more.
So I think swear all you want. as long as you don't do it around kids. That's good point. That's my motto.
Yep.
And as long as you're not the guy that like just says the F-bomb all the time.
Oh, I know. It's your adjective for everything.
Like, it has a place. But yeah, right, you're right. Yeah. It doesn't have to be your adjective for everything.
Yeah.
I had be kinder. I think a lot of... Okay. Just be kind. I just want to be more... Is it more kind or kinder?
Both work, I think.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
I also had spend more time with family. Cut back on alcohol was one that I think a lot of people use.
Yeah.
And one that everybody, I think, deals with, and it's justified. Stop procrastinating. I think a lot of people say that in the new year.
I would agree with you.
Yeah. Took a second. I was like, are you paying attention to me? I can never tell sometimes.
Do you have both of our top fives here? Because we usually ask you to choose who had the better draft.
Yeah, this is a weird draft. I don't even know how you choose a winner. But you had lose weight, get sleep, quit smoking, screen time, save money.
Okay.
Less screen time, I should say.
Right.
I mean, there could be people with more screen. I want to look at my phone more. I don't know.
I don't spend enough time.
I don't think that's a good one to have. For me, I have exercise more, eat healthy. I put eat health. Eat health. Find health and eat it. Travel more, read more, and learn a new skill. Right. Don't be the juggler on December 31st.
Find your skill earlier.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So let us know who you think had the better draft. It is time for Feel Good Friday. And, of course, we're always looking for your stories. If you have something you'd like to share with us, you can leave us a voicemail at 774-473-9910. Or you can drop it in the chat right now, and we'll be glad to mention it. I think Diane commented on Facebook that one of the benefits to having COVID was being stuck in the house for a week so she could binge watch Yellowstone.
That is one show I've yet to watch, but I should. I heard it's really good.
I started and then stopped. And
I don't get you.
Yeah.
You frustrate me. You stopped watching the main show and got obsessed with the prequel.
1883, right.
That's just weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're going to be invested, you got to be invested in the whole thing.
Okay.
That's it. That's how I work.
A couple of quick stories for Feel Good Friday. This one from the Wisconsin State Journal. On Christmas Day, Callie Blue of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, received a text message from a boss at about 5 a.m. asking her if she could show up at Gus's Diner by 5:30. Imagine getting that text on Christmas morning.
That's crazy.
Now, Callie, who works as a waitress, showed up and she took care of business, and a generous customer made working on the holiday worth her while. The customer, Michael Johnson, walked in around 6 o'clock Christmas morning. He enjoyed a nice breakfast, and then he left Callie a $1,000 tip. Callie happened to be in the right place at the right time, as Michael was on a mission to give servers on Christmas life-changing tips. But when Michael showed up, Callie had no idea who he was. All she was trying to do was brighten the day of a customer. As she explained, "I had no idea until he told me. Customer service is so important, and no matter who you're serving, you should treat everyone the same way."
That's awesome. That's good karma. Nobody want, like, like you said, imagine getting that text on Christmas Day. Nobody wants to do that, but she did it.
She did it.
Went
did her
there.
Job well.
Yeah. And got paid for it.
$1,000.
Love it. Love to see it.
And finally, when the historic blizzard rolled through Buffalo, New York last month, you heard about that, right? Many people were affected and actually were afraid for their lives. Craig Elson, he owns the CNC Cuts Barbershop in Buffalo. He could see that people were in trouble, so he turned his shop into a shelter for those who were stuck outside in the freezing weather. Craig posted a video on social media inviting people in, and he estimates that 50 people came in and out of his barbershop over the weekend. He said that around 30 people stayed all weekend, but others just came in to warm up, charge their phones, use the Wi-Fi to contact family members. Some people slept in the large rooms. Some slept in the reclined barber chairs. Why not? And some even slept on the shop using the barber capes as blankets. Some of the people who were helped by Craig tried to repay him, but he declined all offers. He said, "I just felt it was just the right thing to do to help people. And if I was in that situation, I feel like people would do the same for me."
That's awesome.
So, great story. Time for one more before we get to the post show today. If you're into high-tech toothbrushes, you have one, right, that you really like? One of these. It's not high-tech.
I was going to say, I don't know if I consider it high-tech. It's just a powered toothbrush.
Powered toothbrush, yeah. Well, be on the lookout for something called the 10-second toothbrush. It's from a company called Y Brush. It's the letter Y, not asking a question. But supposedly, Europeans have been using this thing for a few years, and now it's being sold in the U.S. And just like the name suggests, it allows you to brush your teeth in 10 seconds. The gadget looks like a mouth guard, and it features 35,000 nylon bristles designed to clean all your teeth at the same time. Instead of moving a toothbrush around your mouth, this does all the work in 10 seconds.
Listen, I'm not a dentist, but that feels like it should work. I would be curious to see a dentist's opinion on this.
I know.
But I feel like that makes sense.
And by the way, no, I have no idea how much it costs. There wasn't a link.
Probably a sufficient amount. But, I mean, a good powered toothbrush will cost you pretty penny as well.
Yeah.
So definitely a good investment, but I'd be curious to see a dentist. I mean, just think about it. You're getting the same level of cleaning. You're just doing it all at once.
Everything's being touched and brushed at the same time.
I mean, if you think of how many teeth do you have? Does anybody know off the top of their head?
No.
No pun intended. I don't know how many teeth. 24? No. 48? Am I close? I'm looking this.
Google.
Up. Yeah, I'm looking this. Up. Because if you think about it, 10 seconds, right, to brush. I mean, like, how much time? 10 seconds to brush all your teeth. You're doing it one by one. So multiply it. You know what I'm saying? We're doing some math on the Pete Braley Show this morning. How many teeth?
We are venturing into new areas.
Do adult humans have?
We're getting new skills.
32.
And new 32 teeth.
32.
Okay.
Most adults have 32 teeth. Okay. Anyway, so 32, I mean, 10 seconds a tooth, 320 seconds, divided by 60, I don't know, five, no. That can't be right.
I think I have a calculator.
I think I'm doing math wrong. I'm doing math wrong?
You're the math, you're the,
you got 32 teeth.
You're the accountant.
10 seconds, 320 seconds divided by 60 seconds in a minute. No one's brushing their teeth for over 5 minutes.
Wow.
So I think this is giving you a better clean.
Sounds like it.
Because nobody's spending 10 seconds on a tooth.
Sounds like it.
I don't know about you guys. I'm not spending 10 seconds per tooth.
No.
I think it's just better cleaning.
All right.
Could be overbrushing. I don't know. I got to talk to my dentists.
All right. I got to look into this and see how much it costs.
I'm intrigued. Yep. I'm intrigued.
All right. That'll do it for today. Stand by for the post show where we can catch up on some chats, just hang out and explain our Pete Braley Show meetings.
Yeah, we have a lot of chats to get through.
If you do have to go, we'd leave you with this thought for the day. And our thought today is always remember that in 1 minute, you can change your attitude. And in that minute, you can change your entire day. All right. We'll be right back with the post show. Diane loves LeBron. Okay, that's good.
It's not good.
I'm just not a fan.
God, he annoys me so much. The only thing LeBron has done that I enjoyed for a brief period of time is his Taco Tuesday Instagram stories back when he did that. Him and his family would always do Taco Tuesday.
I don't think I ever
And he
saw
would just
those.
Have loudly and obnoxiously be like, Taco Tuesday. And then he would go to his like kids. Like, Bronny, what day is it? Taco Tuesday. It was just funny. I enjoyed Tuesday. That. Everything else he does is just so cringy. I can't stand when that man opens his mouth. I don't know. It's just frustrating sometimes.
By the way, Abby was the first to notice that we forgot to put the gnome out.
No, we didn't forget.
Yeah, it's true.
It's time for the winter gnome, but the winter gnome is in the attic. And we're not decorating for winter until tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Next week, there will be, as long as we don't forget, there'll be a gnome.
Right.
Yeah. Even Jethro needs a break. He needs a vacation.
That's true.
He's been working hard.
We gave him an extra week.
Yeah.
You know?
He deserved it.
We came back. He did not.
We're good bosses. We were like, I don't see an issue. I said, I don't think people pointed out. Maybe Abby. And of course, here she is.
Here she is.
Yeah.
So you said we had a lot of chance to catch up on?
Justin said, Matt, where are you looking to travel this year? Davie, Florida, for sure. That's where Justin lives. So,
okay,
Davie, Florida, best place in Florida, I heard.
Davie,
yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
Justin Bree might disagree. But yeah, no. Davie, Florida, for sure. For sure. And also Texas.
Texas. We're going to go to Texas.
Texas. I'll be in Texas at some point this year.
For Liam's birthday right now is the plan.
That's the goal.
That's the plan. Yeah.
Danny said, hands above the shoulder, wash your hands. Hands below your waist, wash your hands. Which I get. But like, I thought that like touching your face, wash your hands. I was just shaking the
right
thing.
The green juice.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Danny, I need a lesson. I'm new to this whole cooking barista thing. Danny did have to rock the boo-boo bus. He did say, happy new year, you filthy animal.
Happy new year, you filthy animal.
Happy new year to you too. To you too. Yeah. By the way, you won the poll.
I did.
But where'd it go? Gail said both lists were great. It was difficult to pick one. That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
All right.
Abby says, I mean, you can brush your teeth for 10 seconds with any toothbrush. Yeah, but again, we're talking 5 minutes. That's crazy.
True.
So really, this 10-second toothbrush could probably be like a 5-second toothbrush. I'm going to make the 5-second toothbrush.
How long are we supposed to brush our teeth?
I know 2 minutes, I believe.
We're supposed to wash our hands and sing happy birthday, right? Or, no, Sarah has Liam do the ABCs.
Well, I think it's happy birthday twice. Right. That's what I was taught in school.
Or the ABCs once, I guess. Because Liam does the ABCs.
See, the thing that I don't enjoy about those,
what?
You control how fast you sing the song.
Oh, right.
That's the issue.
Right.
Like, I remember, I don't know why, just weird memories that, like, stick with you for some reason. In, like, fourth or fifth grade, the nurse came in to teach everyone how to wash their hands.
Okay.
It was probably, like, flu season. Right. They had to do it. So, you know, you would go you'd go into the bathroom and one person would like wash their hands while the nurse gave her spiel and it was sing happy birthday. And I just remember all of us because it was like a group of like 15 boys singing happy birthday. We were doing it like very slow. And so she told us you had to sing it twice. So we got to the end of the first one and the person dried their hands and she was like, well, it's supposed to be twice, but you idiots sang it so slow that we're just going to say that's okay. Anywho, what are we talking about?
We're talking about how long you're supposed to brush your teeth.
2 minutes, I thought.
Two minutes?
I thought was the protocol.
Okay.
I could be wrong. Hopefully I haven't. I mean, the dentist said I have great teeth this past time, so.
Oh.
I would listen to me.
Okay.
Justin says new normal for words that are overused. That's true.
Yeah, normal.
Luckily, yeah. I don't think, no. Yeah, you definitely hear it sometimes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Let's go to Would You Rather.
Cars.
Justin wants to be the superhero.
Okay.
Diane says superhero, but then again, I think I already am. Let's go. I love it.
Abby says superhero all the way. If I'm gonna shoulder that, I'm gonna be the guy.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Gail says I'm okay with sidekick.
All right.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Diane says, Gail, we could be the superhero roadie and you could be my sidekick. There we go. Justin's going flying car. Diane says car. Everyone's going flying car, huh? Nobody wants a spaceship?
Hmm.
Danny says flying car.
Car.
George Jetson that shit. Giggle. It's been a while since I've had a Dana giggle.
I know, huh?
Gail
wants a dog. This is, would you rather have a talking dog or a talking cat?
I will say, Abby said parking must be hard with a flying car. I mean, hopefully one day we get to the point where you can just drop into
just
a space.
Just hover and drop.
Yeah, drop into
right,
a space. Yeah.
Right. Gail does agree with me that cats are very attitude-ish, which I don't know if it's a word, but I like it.
See, I like how Diane put it. She says cats, because cats are mysterious. Dogs put their emotions right out there.
Okay.
Mysterious is, I think, a better way to put it, as opposed to you. You're like, I hate those mother... Can't stand a cat. If I had a cat, I'd throw it out the window. I'm like, yo, chill. Dana loves Naked products.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a joke or if he does. That's a problem with the brand being called Naked.
Naked, yeah.
How do you know if people are serious? I'm curious. Justin's going to have to recommend a green juice brand.
And we have to try another one?
I do feel like if there's like a really good health benefit, I think I could drink that like once a month.
Yeah,
Juice cleanses are crazy, though. Have you ever heard of the juice cleanses?
Oh, yeah, I've heard. I hear commercials for it.
People go like a week just drinking juice.
Like, nothing else but?
How long is it, actually? I don't know if that's an exaggeration, but they go like a period of time only drinking juice, which I'm hungry right now, and I haven't eaten in like an hour and a half.
Right.
I can't imagine.
And I'm sorry, but if you're drinking these juice cleansers, how do I say this? aren't you spending the whole day in the bathroom? You know, I mean,
I think that's the point, though.
Okay,
just to clear out the
clear the pipes. Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, all right, could be.
Never done it. Maybe we got to look up the benefits.
We told you we talk about our Pete Bradley Show meetings, and we had our first one Monday, was it? See, I'm not going to speak for you. I am so screwed up because Trish changed her work schedule.
My name's not Trish.
Which, by the way, is my wife, if you're new to the show.
And my mother.
Yeah. She used to work for years. She worked Monday and Wednesday. So she works a 24-hour shift as a paramedic.
Right.
So we would adjust our lives that, you know, mom would be away Monday, Wednesday. Well, within the past, month, she changed to Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah.
Which is still the same amount of days and hours, but
boy, does it mess you up.
I don't know when laundry day is.
You know what really messed me
up? We had to move takeout.
Yeah, takeout and movie Friday. It was always Friday, and it was just a great way to end the week.
Now it's Monday.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun, but it's the beginning of the week. I guess it makes Monday, because, you know, Monday. I don't do Mondays. Monday. It makes it a little bit better.
Yeah.
I liked it on Friday.
And the reason, I mean, we could still do it on Friday.
I wouldn't do it without Trish. That's
but then
up.
She wouldn't be part of the movies and the
takeout. I would never do her dirty like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, we had a meeting Monday where we kind of get together and we look at the month and we look at the four shows we have and we kind of plan out. And we have I have the hints for all the stumpers now till the end of January. And we never got to the hints today.
Yeah. You're really emotional about that. You want to go through the hints?
We work real hard on these.
It's the wolf moon. That's why you're emotional.
Oh, is that why? So the question was, researchers say this has been shown to lower stress and anxiety at work. What is it? The first hint was going to be, this could be tough for Trish as a paramedic to do at work.
My name's not Trish.
Get it? Because the answer is putting a plant on your desk.
So how do you... Dana, do you have a plant on the
dashboard?
Dashboard of the ambulance?
Yeah.
Of the boo boo bus?
They're flying to a call and Trish is trying to water the plant. Like, I just need to get this done.
Hint number two, your company probably would not provide this. I don't know any company that...
Does anybody work for a company that provides plants?
Yeah.
That would be a cool benefit.
Just go to the plant closet and pick one up.
Like a plant department, you get to go and pick out one plant a month.
And what was the third one? Think about improving your workspace.
Yeah.
Pretty solid hints. So,
meetings are nice. Kick around ideas, Foodie Friday ideas. By the way, if you have any, send them our way. We won't need them for a month, but
yeah.
I feel like it makes the show a little bit more efficient, a little bit more effective.
And we decided to move Foodie Friday earlier in the show because
switch things up.
Yeah, switch things up. Plus, it was always late in the show, so if Dana had to go on the Boo Boo Bus, he might miss Foodie Friday.
It's one of the fave segments. So why not put in a prime time slot?
There you go.
Which is funny. I'm reading the memoir of Matthew Perry from Friends.
Oh yes,
really great so far. It really dives into his addiction problems, which is interesting. It's really fascinating, to see his point of view. But anyways, he mentions just briefly about Friends and obviously getting the part and all that. But he was talking about how Friends got the primetime slot. And he even jokes about how nowadays it doesn't matter anymore because of streaming.
True.
That was huge. True. People would schedule their days around being home by 8:30 to watch Friends on a Thursday night, which I think would be cool. And it stinks not to have that experience. I think it would have been so cool to in Friends' prime to watch it live and have to wait once a week.
What was the lead? Does anybody remember what was the lead in to Friends?
He wrote it in the book.
What show was
Seinfeld was after it.
Seinfeld was after
Seinfeld had the 9 o'clock, at least in the beginning. Okay. Friends had the 8:30. I forgot what had the 8 o'clock. And then the Seinfeld had the 9.
Because that determined the success of a lot of shows.
Right.
If you had a strong lead in.
And it's also interesting, the stats that they would use. Friends carried, they only lost, I think it was 11% of the viewers from the show before it, which was, unheard of. That's really good.
Mm.
But then eventually, they beat out the show in front of it, which was, the big deal. My Friends became a phenomenon. Really good book.
And by the way,
I'm only halfway through, but it's already really good.
Last story. You got that book from Kat and Josh.
Yep, that was a Christmas present.
And that was the second book they bought. Second copy of that book.
Right.
Because Kat and Josh have a puppy. They yep. have Kenzie. And I guess Kat was working. She's an athletic trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh, who also works like 9 to 5 or 8 to 5, whatever, Josh came home from work and then had to go out again for an appointment
yeah.
for like a haircut. So Kenzie didn't like that.
She was a little upset by that.
You know, she had been home all morning,
right.
you know, because mom was at work. He comes home and then he left again.
Yeah.
So Kenzie got a few gifts from under the tree and one was his book.
But she had not bothered the gifts at all for like, they had those gifts under there for a couple of weeks. And, but she finally got a little ticked. She, mm-hmm. she ate the book. I will say out of all the presents, thank goodness it was the book. One of the cheaper ones.
True.
To replace.
True.
But the best part was the book is intact. The cover is just like half
yes.
eaten.
Yes.
So Kat kept the book. I said, if you want to read it, you can keep that one. She was like, sure.
Sure.
So she kept that one. I got the new one.
She didn't need
it's a
cover.
Good book. Yeah. Highly recommend. By the way, Sarah says that juice cleanses 5 days and you have a salad at night. Makes it a little bit better.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Only a salad? I don't know if I could do that.
The Pete Braley Show takes on a juice cleanse.
I guess.
Maybe. Maybe next year.
We'll have full detail. No, we won't. No, we won't.
Maybe next year.
Thank you so much for being here. We really do appreciate it. And we missed you. And we'll see you again next Friday, okay? Now, what we always say for those of you who might be new to the show, not have a nice day, because that implies something good has to happen for you to make it a great day.
Yeah.
Peace. See you next week.
Peace.